broken iron ankle reach. Been cut down and I'm lifted up. I feel love when I'm in harvest wood assembly.
Welcome to Harvest Wood Assembly.
In the early hours of this morning after praying, and I just sensed in my spirit that there is an anointing coming upon me to declare the will of the Lord in the miraculous. And around 4 a.m., I came into a vision. And that vision, I was praying in the spirit, being led to a hall. And when I got to that hall, I was so excited. And the person that was waiting to lay his hands upon me was T.L. Osborne. And I was excited, jumping, and he was jumping, and he grabbed me and put hands upon me. I said, this is the dimension of the miraculous I experienced. And I sense in my spirit that that anointing is here. I sensed while I was driving down again. After that, I fell asleep. I almost slept off for so long. After like 4:30, I just fell asleep and I woke up with warmth. Do you know that's the way you sense the anointing? And I sense that here. One of the reasons why God wants to clear our soul from offenses is for us to become receptive enough. And I see bubbles. I see bubbles, which signifies excitement in the house. Because there are some levels of impossibilities that will be defied. It will be totally defied. Wherever you are connecting to this sound, we declare new possibilities. Jeremiah chapter number 32. You know, I'm not that close to T.L. Osborne. It's not one of the people I have really followed closely. But I got into his anointing this morning. He was so excited. He grabbed me, put his hands upon me, and said, you see, I enjoy this oil. And the Lord will have me bring it to you. And maybe after today, I decided I was going to study T.L. Osborne. Now, believe you me, this month is in the 11th day, right? Carefully listen to me. I speak in the order of the prophetic. This month of October is highly revelatory. It's a month full of revelations. Insight that will take your journey further from where you are is locked up in certain seasons. Now hear me. God is revelatory every moment, every time. But there are seasons of grace that God just allow men to perceive more than the ordinary. Where you don't have to even come by giftings or by labor. But if you are just sensitive, you just tap into it. I was praying towards the month, and the Lord just woke me up. I went to Ezekiel. I went to Ezekiel 23, 24. I kept seeing him in the 10th month, the Lord speak. In the 10th month, the Lord speak. And the Lord said, pause. And I paused. That's how God speaks to me sometimes. And he said, I'm bringing you to study this portion for you first to understand that the 10th month of this year is for dimensions of speakings and revelations. And for those who are sensitive to the Lord, there are weighty matters about your life that will just unfold. There are knots that you have not been able to untie. But right now, by the power of the Spirit, you are just going to have that. I was speaking about this, and one of the guys there said, right where I was speaking, God began to give him insight about what he needs to do about one of his business. That he almost stopped listening to me and almost started writing everything. That things he has bothered himself to understand for so long became very clear under 5 minutes. That is grace. And as I come into this room, I'm declaring that again. Are you listening to me? He said, call upon me and I will answer you. I will show you great and mighty things. These are seasons of coming to mighty revelations. Are you listening to me? I bring it to you, Benga, in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. Receive a fresh impact of a revelatory hour. Yeah. revelatory hour into deeper things about this walk, deeper things about your journey, deeper things about the way forward. You listen to me, deeper things unfold in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I thought you would shout a bigger amen. Jeremiah chapter number 32. I'm going to speak in a few minutes about, you know, anytime I want to steer God's power, I speak about the Lordship. One of the major constant message that God gave to me personally is to declare his Lordship. One major and constant. So I'm going to come back to it again this morning. And I will start from Jeremiah chapter number 32, verse 27. Labosate Baranda. Are we there? Can we read together? Say, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Now hear me. Everyone that is a student of the Bible, every child of God that is a student of the Bible that wants to understand prophetic progressions, you must pause whenever you see behold. Now, the word behold is specifically designed to call attention. So I'm teaching you today that whenever you see behold in your scripture, lo, behold. These are phrases that are used to draw attention. Don't be in a hurry. Don't be in a hurry. It could have as well started that, like, I am the Lord. He said, behold. He's calling attention to reality. To truth. The word behold can as well be used as see. See. I am the Lord. See. Somebody says see. May God begin to open your eyes. The necessity of revelation. See. I prophesy. See. Behold. In Isaiah chapter 43, one day the Lord woke me up and said, behold, I do a new thing. He woke me up several years ago. He said, behold. If he says, I do a new thing, it's not strong enough. He said, behold, I do a new thing. I'm calling your attention because you can miss it. Yeah. Behold, I do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? So, in Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27, listen carefully this morning because the power of God will break out. Yeah. And it will expire in a few minutes. I'm telling you, the power of God will break out. I don't know to what extent. I don't know to what extent it's going to affect you. But I just perceive in my spirit that the Lord's oil will begin to flow. And I hear that as long as there is still a vessel to be filled, the oil will not stop. You know, he told that way to gather vessels. And he began to pour. It began to pour. I see the Lord pouring. That oil is coming with you. As long as there is still a vessel to be filled, it will keep flowing. He said, behold, I am the Lord. Whenever I speak about his Lordship, I'm very, very emotional. Because it is the final revelation of the Lord that has turned my life around. You see, the word the Lord is actually the name of God for Israel. It is the portion that reveals his absoluteness. Another word for it is Yahweh or Jehovah. In fact, in Israel, they often carry so much reference that they cannot pronounce it. It's not God. It's the Lord. So there are two descriptions here. Behold, I am the Lord. It's answered like the God of all flesh. But you have to know me first as the Lord. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Hey, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh. Alpha and Omega. Hear me. Whenever you hear the word the Lord, Yahweh, he has absolute control. He is Alpha and Omega. He has the grip from the beginning to the end. Whatever he starts, he has the capacity to bring it to a closure at one end. He is Yahweh, the Lord. Now, Jesus was given I can sense the power of God. Jesus was given this status in the Godhead. After the resurrection, he became the Lord. He's the ruler. The Lord means the one that has absolute authority. Everything subjects to him. Everything bows to him. Wherefore, the Lord has highly exalted him and has given him a name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. You see, there are some common words on your lips that you don't know the weights. You don't know the meaning. When you say he is Lord, you are shaking the heavens and the earth. Hear me, let me preach in 15 minutes. Say with me, the Lord. When he was speaking through Jeremiah, he said, behold, I am the Lord. If you don't know, the word the Lord in the ordinary language means the boss. It means the master, the commander. Everything moves as his instruction. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. And he uses a phrase, is there anything too hard for me? That's where I'm going with the Lord this morning. Is there anything? I can make a mess of any situation. I am the Lord. And you know what? Nobody introduces him like the Lord, as the Lord, except him. When he introduced himself to Saul on the way to Damascus. Any other person could have preached to Saul and Saul will ignore him. When the Lord appeared as the Lord, he fell from his horse. Oh, I can preach on and on. This is a message, this is a revelation of God that has been with me for years of my experience in this journey. Whenever Israel wants to move, they move the ark. And their utterance is, arise, O Lord! Arise, O Lord! Let your enemies be scattered. Arise, O Lord! Let your enemies be scattered. Arise, O Lord. Let your enemies be scattered.
Sing that song again. Something is moving out of your way.
Arise, O Lord. Let your enemies be scattered.
Arise, O Lord. Let your enemies be scattered.
Arise, O Lord. Let your enemies be scattered.
Oh, amen. And whenever Israel go and check the book of Numbers chapter 10, Moses will declare, they don't have to see an enemy. Moses will declare, arise, O God, let your enemies be scattered, and let them that hate you flee before you. That's the declaration for movement. And when the Lord moves, when they declare that, the Lord positions ahead of them and the hosts, because he's the Lord of hosts. When Israel is growing, they look like 600,000. But when they get to a nation that can see, they see millions of people, because the hosts are more than the numbers of men. Are you listening to me? And that's the sense of lordship you must carry. Are you listening to me? When I preach this message to a point, your operation mentality must change. The lordship of Jesus must unwire certain things in you and reconfigure certain things in you. Are you still here this morning? I am. So when we are moving as a church, we are not moving with the sense of the money in our bank account. We are moving with the sense of his lordship. The owners of the cattle, of the thousands of the cattle upon the thousands of hills. And the head is the Lord. Are you listening to me? The head belongs to the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world and all. Ayala Basha, when you understand his lordship, you understand his command on wealth, his command on health, his command on everything. He is the boss of everything. When he commands the fish to bring money, the fish will bring money. When he commands the rock to bring water, the rock will bring water. Wherever the Lord turns, there is possibilities. Can I preach a little more? This journey began when God began to describe his kingdom purpose. It was not known to the Lord, known as the Lord, until he was going to constitute a nation of covenant. In Exodus chapter 6, he said unto Moses, he said, I am the Lord. He said, your fathers never knew me as the Lord. Exodus chapter number 6. He said, your father knew me as the Almighty. He said, Abraham knew me as the Almighty, because he was in a journey alone. He knew much of my power, but he didn't know so much of my authority. He said, but Moses, because I'm sending you to Pharaoh, who is a principality in the earth, I am going to send you not just with my power, but I'm going to also send you. You see, Abraham knew the might of God. Blessed be Abraham of the Most High God. Abraham could ravage a nation in battle. and bring them down. But when it was time for Moses, Moses was made to unseat powers and authorities that influences the earth, that the kingdoms of this world might become the kingdom of our God. That is the essence of his lordship. So he said in verse 3 of Exodus, he said, your fathers, I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and to Jacob by my name El Shaddai, God Almighty. But by my name Jehovah, the Lord, was I not known to them. But because the kingdom begins with you, I'm executing my purpose of kingdom in the earth. I'm going to dominate nations. Now I am revealing myself to you, Moses, as the Lord, as Jehovah, the God of all flesh. The God of all flesh. The word Jehovah, or the Lord, captures that absoluteness of God's authority on any matter. Everything submits to him. That's coming from the day of old. When Jesus came, he first came as man, and his designation was Jesus, Savior. Savior. And in him was the designation of the Messiah, the Christ, the Christos, the Messiah, the one that everyone has waited for, that will turn around the history of mankind. Are you listening to me? I want to make it short, because it's only the Lord that introduces himself as the Lord. The designation of the Messiah, the one that would change the face of the earth. And he came like that. Everything revolves around him. Calendar revolves around him. There is no human personality that has ever lived in the history of mankind that has the history of man revolving around him like Jesus. Whether you hate him or like, whether you are against him or you are for him, you must learn of him. Are you listening to me? And in all ages, he came as man to fulfill that central purpose of God, to bring back humanity to God. And that is his designation of the Messiah. But it became very evident that he was also the Lord. That place that the Father occupied, he began to occupy it before men too. After resurrection, his lordship. His lordship became evident. For death could not hold him captive, even in the grave. Jesus is Lord, even in the grave. Jesus is Lord. Every other one that has been called, none of them could play in that dimension of the infernal. None of them could go beneath the earth to play a role. None. In the realm of death. No matter how big the prophet is, after death, he submits. But Jesus took his ministry further and went down to the grave and played the role of the Father in the grave, an authority that operates in the realms of the infernal. He engaged them and took the key from them. Broke their power. Broke their power. And he rose. He played the roles in the heavens. He played it in the earth, in the realm of man. He played it in the realm of the infernal, the realm of the dead. I don't have time. I would have discussed about the realms of the dead. It's a realm of authority. That's where Satan constitutes his power as the ruler of this world of darkness. That was the first thing Jesus was confronting when he said, I'll build my church. And he said, the gates of hell. He knows that there is an authority in hell. That is where several things are launched out to control the destiny of men. The gate of hell releases thoughts that control the destiny of men. The most active dimensions of the operations of darkness were from that infernal realm. They had ordained prophets that speak from the realm of the dead. They cast spells. They bring distortions to the journey of men. But when Jesus came, he said, from this point, I'm building something that will silence the gates of hell. And it's the church. And in order for me to come into the fullness of the design of the Father, I will go there. I will play the role. The role that is required. Are you following my journey? I first started from the Father. And I showed you how and when he decided to introduce himself in that full capacity. That's why Israel understood this name. They don't call it. Even when they want to write it, they write it to reference. And they carry that sense of his absolute control. That is where we draw our strength and our trust from. He rules. The psalmist said the Lord is. It's not what makes the strength of David infallible was not that he has a shepherd, but the quality of shepherd that he has is that my shepherd is the Lord. My pastor is the Lord. The one that is in charge of my life is in charge of everything. So he said, I shall not want. He was definitely sure. Some of you, what keeps you, what makes you secure, what gives you that sense of security, it's what you have and the permutations of what you know. That at least with this new job, I cannot want anything. Are you listening to me? David is not banking on his know-how. David said, as long as this personality called the Lord is in charge of my life, in the original context, he said, the Lord ruleth me, so I shall not want. If he's still king here, the one that has everyone under everything and everyone and every situation under his control, if he's in charge of my life, I'm very secured. His sense of security was drawn from that, from the Lord. From the Lord. From the Lord. The Lord. The Lord. The Lord. And Jesus came to this divine position. Openly expressed after resurrection, Thomas. Thomas said in John chapter 20, look at John chapter 20, verse 28. After Thomas have seen something, he said, behold, my Lord, my God. My Lord. My God. This guy has been dispersed around. They've been scattered. But after resurrection, he came back. He said, I'm back from the realms of the dead. I've obtained the key of death. He went there with absolute power and authority. And when he came back to them, he revealed himself. Thomas required, look, I need to be sure that it is you. You know, some of you think that Jesus died and went to heaven. No! That's not the gospel. The gospel is that Jesus died, came back to the earth, ate with us, lived with us. Oh my God, you don't understand this. He ate, he lived with us. But he was not living a supernatural life in the earth. I always ask for the Lord to give me that resurrection life. Because it's different. Jesus before death was Jesus different from Jesus after death. And when we got saved, what he's introducing us to is the life after death. Are you listening to me? That's why he said, if the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the same thing he did to his body, he will do to your body. Hallelujah. If the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, himself shall quicken your mortal body. So, the body with which Jesus went to the grave was the same body, but it has been tampered with by the Spirit. How many of you believe in supernatural bodies? Do you know, God began to tell me the real life is constituted in the resurrected body. I'm not going to live the life after I die. Jesus died to give me the life. So I'm not required to die to live the life. I'm not required to die before I live the life. You had better understand that the real life Jesus has called us into is the life after resurrection. Else we'll be repeating the same thing he did. No, 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 no. The supply of life that was flowing in the body of Jesus after his resurrection is a supply of life, the same quality that we are called into. As a result of things, some certain things that's supposed to violate your body now disappears. Amen. And when Jesus rose, he came to that divine standing of the Lord. So that everything in heaven and in earth comes under his control. His control. And that is him that we have decided to submit our life to. Are you listening to me? So that's the sense of security we have with this journey. That we have submitted our life to the one that controls everything. That controls every matter. I'm not talking about spiritual life. I'm talking about it controls every matter. Are you listening to me? So whenever we go before the Lord, he executes his counsel unwavering, with absolute authority, with absolute power. And he's introducing himself to us this morning by saying, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. And he says, is there anything too hard? Can you stand on your feet? Wherefore the Lord has highly exalted him. All the apostles started understanding this. They started understanding his lordship. So Paul experienced his lordship in practical terms. If you read Acts chapter 9, on his way to Damascus, the Lord showed himself. He didn't believe him before then. But Jesus won't have to talk, say much. He fell to his face. He said, Lord! He called him Lord. He said, Lord! The same one he persecutes. He said, Lord! Lord! The Lord that Paul called is not the one you are calling. Because it was an experience that brought him there. He saw his might and power and authority. He saw the Lord withstood him. He fell from his capacity. And you don't have to fall before you understand. He fell from his capacity, was blinded immediately. He saw him in his glory. He saw him in his glory. He saw him in his full capacity. And when he fell, he said, Lord, what will you have me do? His life changed immediately. He came to another order. The control of his life was handed over to him that rules the universe. Wherefore God has highly, highly exalted him. He's the ruler of all creation. That's the Lord. The ruler of all creation. The ruler of all creation. In Revelation chapter 17, they call him the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Father, show the lordship of your Son among us. Lord Jesus, do as you will with us this morning. Wherefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus is what? Is the Lord of things in the heavens and on the earth and under the earth. We bow down and worship Yahweh. By way of worship, I want you to submit to his lordship again. We bow down and worship Yahweh. Yahweh. You are the boss. You are the master. You are the Lord Jesus. We worship. You are the master. lordship. We declare your lordship. We submit to your government. We declare your reign. We declare your rule. I want you to bow your heart to Jesus and say, you are absolutely in control. I release my life under your full influence as the Lord, the ruler of all creations. Laba Shadia Mahasi. Aha. Laba Shada Bayana Hasi. Woo! Halas Ekibalata Yabahata. Jesus, we call your name. We bow before you. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, you are the master. You are the boss. You are the Lord. You are the ruler. You are the master. You are in control. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, 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 Jesus, reveal yourself as Lord. Jesus. 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 His power, his authority is demonstrated. Arise, O Lord! Arise this morning. Ayayayayalakaba. Rukata tata la balabaya. Robo shika la bayaba. Yeshua! Yeshua Machia! Ayalabashata. Call him, call him, call him. The power, the authority of the Lord Christ Jesus is made known. It's made known. It's made known. It's made known. Ay, 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 ay. Of control have you deliberately released? And I want you to say it again. Lord Jesus, you are Lord in my life. Take absolute control. Personally, take absolute control. 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 Ah. 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 La ya ya manakabi. Urebian tayako barabia talabrande kazu. Urabasha tebala ya brenda ha. Arabasha. Iniki mananana yiburunianda uaya lekabata renhensi kabaya borati. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Close your eyes, everybody, this morning. We come under your government afresh. We submit to your lordship. Say it yourself, I submit to your lordship. Ruler of the creations, ruler of all creations. That is who you are. We come under the influence of the name that is highly exalted. All things bow to your name. All things. Even the inanimate. Nature. 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 Even bow to your lordship. Herein is our safety. Herein is our supply. We come under your lordship. We come into security. We come under your influence. Totally under your influence. Where we cannot be reached by the adversaries. Nothing is too hard. He that sitteth upon the throne shall laugh. We communicate your mood to this house this morning. The mood of the Spirit is being communicated in the house this morning. Positions of victory. Ayalepu Sharabatia. I hear the Lord says, He's dealing with hard situations this morning. What your thoughts have not been able to handle. What your energy has not been able to handle. What your natural makeup has not been able to handle. There is an energy of the Spirit welling up on your inside. Welling up on your inside. Kabara shada bakubalayada. Ura bekata tatanadanasi. Ura da tatatanabaya. Mareke tu subalabata. Reke badate la yakapatalaba. Redeke to Sukabi Alaba. Retia Shalada Ladiataka. The Lion of Judah roars before you. He roars before you. He roars before you. He roars before you. Get in the mood of the Spirit. Get in the mood of the Spirit. Get in the mood of the Spirit. Get in the mood of the Spirit for the hour. Get in the mood of the Spirit for the hour. Take your journey in liberty. Hayaba shatada. Orekedia sayada yada yada yada. Lord, I hear him say, I hear the Lord say, no longer shall you be confined. You cannot be confined. The Lord is gone out ahead of you with a shout. The shout of the king. The shout of the king. The shout of the king. The shout of the king is in your midst. Ayayaka. Rushata. Strangers have been dispelled. Adversaries have been dispelled. Dashakada. Orobo shata. Dadabashidaba. The Lion of Judah is gone forth with a shout of war. With the roar of war. Nations shall be brought to their knees. I can feel the spirit of conquest. Of conquest. By the roaring of the Lion of Judah. The spirit of conquest. Of conquest. Of conquest. Of conquest. 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 Conquest! 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 That's the shout! That's the sound! That's the sound! That's the mood of the moment! No more constraint! No more barriers! Ashalabaya! Break forth into a new joy! Aya, ya, ya, ya! Get into the mood. Get into the mood of the moment. That's the appearing of the Lord for you. It's the appearing of the Lord for you. There is conquest. There is conquest. There is conquest. There is conquest. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Ah, difficult matters are resolved by the hand of the Lord. Difficult matters. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? You won't handle it. He will handle it. I say he will handle it. You are getting back to work. Stories are changing. I said the stories are changing. The narrative is now different. The Lord is handling it. I am prophesying to somebody. I said the Lord is handling it. The hand of the Lord is visible. Ayakaba Shadabaha. The marriage, the Lord is handling it. The hand of the Lord is visible. Yakadabo Shata. The hand of the Lord is moving you into a transition. Into a transition of great conquest. Get into the mood of the Spirit. I hear him say, now the Lord is the Spirit. Now the Lord is the Spirit. Now the Lord is the Spirit. There is a now mood. There is a now mood that the Lord is bringing. Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is liberty. There is liberty. We declare the liberty of the Spirit. No more constraint in your flesh, in your soul, in your mind, in your work, in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are connecting to this sound, maybe you are streaming live, we declare the liberty of the Spirit. We terminate every domineering power that is not of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Every power that has incapacitated you, whatever name they are called, they bow to the name of the Lord Jesus. Sicknesses are terminated. Say amen. Agree with me, sicknesses are terminated now. Agree with me, they are terminated now. I don't care the name they are called, they are terminated now. I say come under his lordship and say amen. His strength is taking over your weaknesses. He is the Lord. He is the Lord. He is the Lord. He is the commander. Ayadahasya. Under his authority, we command sicknesses to vanish now. I see testimonies rushing in. I see incapacitations dropping. I see them dropping. I see them dropping. I see autism going in the name of Jesus. I see recovery from autism. I don't know where it is. Wherever this sound is connected to, let autism disappear. Let blood be cleansed. Let organs of the body receive strength. It is a command from the Lord. Everybody get on your feet. Just raise your hand up. Lord, you told me this month is a month you have graced with revelations. Revelations carries the intent of your heart that brings help to man for growth in the spirit, for their well-being, for deeper knowledge of you, for our physical well-being, for deliverance, for freedom, for liberty. And so therefore this morning, I ask that you give your people access. Receive access this morning. Receive access this morning. Receive access in the name of the Lord. Receive access in the name of Jesus. Come into experiences. Can you speak in the spirit? Come into experiences. Revelatory experiences that will change your life. That will move you forward. Ease. Revelation that will bring you ease. That will bring solutions. In the name of Jesus. This is the season. Come into it. Receive access. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. So, Heavenly Father, I bless your people. With the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ, I bless you. I bless you. I have received the commandment to bless. I bless you. In utterance, I bless you. By prophecy, I bless you. There is no enchantment against Jacob. There is no divination against Israel. He has not found iniquity in Jacob. Neither has he found abomination in Israel. The Lord our God is in our midst. The child of the king is in our midst. I have received the commandment to bless. I bless you in the name of the Lord. I bless you with the blessings of the heavens above and the earth beneath. I declare over you that you will be found in a secret place. That he will hide you. The Lord will hide you in this season. In the season of crisis that has come upon the world, you shall not be found wanting. The Lord will hide you. He will preserve you. He will preserve your house. He will preserve your lots. So shall it be. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can you put your hands together and celebrate Jesus this morning? It's worthy of our praise. Hallelujah.